Some of the children, I'm sure, are very bright and with it this morning. Been up since early hours. Up since early? Yeah, Phil's nodding. What are the five senses? Five senses. Let's have... Yeah, come on. Sight, hearing, taste, smell, touch. Brilliant. Well done. Thank you very much. You can come again. Christmas celebrations, they come at all of our senses, don't they? So, first of all, sight. What do we see, really, only at Christmas? What do we see only really at Christmas, especially perhaps around the Hawkenbury? The Christmas lights, but look, our Christmas lights aren't on. If you've got something, let's have a countdown, okay? Christmas lights on. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, Christmas lights on. There we are. Very good. There we are. We've got a sight. Our lights are on. And then there are the smells of Christmas. What are the smells of Christmas that you love? What's the best smell of Christmas? Cooking. Well, yeah, should be a little more specific, perhaps. Oh, okay. Anybody else? Favourite smell at Christmas? Christmas tree. Yeah, apparently you can get that in a spray can these days. I think mulled wine for me would be one of my favourites. Yeah, smelled wine. What about taste? What about your favourite taste at Christmas? Mince pies. Do you know, Seb, that's a great answer. Because it just so happens that I have mince pies. Sorry, Sophie. Well, there we are. There's some more there for later. They'll keep you going till lunchtime, won't they? And then there are the sounds we hear. Very good. Thank you, Debbie. And there are finally the sense of... Which one have we missed out? Which one have we missed? Touch. What about touch? I need two people to come and help me. Come on, Seb. Yeah. You gonna come? Come on, help me. Very good. Yeah, put that in your pocket. Okay. Oh, we got three now. Oh, I've only got two though. Well, you have to work together, won't you? Two of you have to work together. That's the most difficult one. Okay. So, what do you do at Christmas when you got your present? You try and work out what's inside first, don't you? Yeah. So you try and work out what's inside of there, you two. And that's quite easy, Seb. Okay. What's inside there?
A mug.
Well, open it and see if it's a mug.
Okay.
What do you think's in this one?
I know it's coffee.
It is.
Yeah. Open it and see. It is a mug. Replace my old England mug. Yeah, very good. Very good, you got it right. It's coffee. Very good. That's a great present. It's mug and coffee. What a great Christmas present. Thanks, boys, for giving me those. That's very kind of you. Do you want to go and sit down? All right, give me the rubbish. All right. I'll keep the rubbish. Yeah, touch. We love feeling what's inside this present that we've been given. So, while we sit patiently and wait to see whether there might perhaps be a present for us this Christmas... Someone hands us that beautifully wrapped gift. We take it in our hands and we wonder, what could possibly be in here? And Christmas fills all our other senses, doesn't it? As we've seen, special sights, sounds, smells, tastes, touch at Christmas. Make it all tremendously exciting. And so we feel Christmas. We experience Christmas. So we're going to use another one of our senses now, our sense of hearing, as we sing and as we listen to one another, praising God with the words of this lovely song, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. Let's stand and sing together. Okay, now, Christmas fills all our senses, and it was no different at the very first Christmas. The birth of Jesus filled people's senses as they chucked things across the room. Mary and Joseph saw and heard the angel of the Lord. I think I've broken the clicker. Oh dear. Thank you, Ruth. You'll have to do it manually for me. Thank you. So Mary and Joseph heard and saw the angel. And then they had to make the 90-mile journey to Bethlehem. A journey that must have been full of sights and sounds and smells as they went along the road and enjoyed, presumably, 90-mile journey, several picnics along the road. Joseph could see Mary's tummy gradually getting bigger as the baby grew. And then there was the birth itself. The sight, the sound, the touch. The touch of the baby in Mary's arms. Meanwhile, the shepherds were out in the fields watching their sheep and their goats when suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And their sight was filled with the glory of the Lord as it shone around them. So their ears also filled with the sound of the angels praising the Lord. Do not be afraid, the angel said. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. So, having seen all these amazing, wonderful things, having heard the angels, they said to each other, let's go, let's go, let's rush off to Bethlehem, to the town, to the village, and see what has happened. And when they arrived, what do you think they saw, or smelt, or touched? Well, clearly they saw Mary and Joseph and the baby. If it was in the hay, then I guess they must have smelt the hay and maybe some things the animals had left behind. Maybe they were even allowed to touch the baby Jesus and hold him in their arms. Perhaps they left when they heard the baby start to cry and Mary gave Jesus a taste of her milk. And what did the shepherds do when they left? Well, they told everybody that this baby was the Saviour, the Messiah. This little baby in the hay, in the straw, this was the Messiah. Their King, their Lord, their Saviour, who was going to come and sort their kingdom out. And then what did the shepherds do? Well, they went back praising and glorifying God for all that they had seen and heard. And Mary? Well, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them. She thought about them in her heart. She spent time thinking about what she'd heard, what she'd seen, the baby she'd held in her arms and fed. But most of all, she treasured this baby. This Jesus, the Lord Jesus, the Christ, the Saviour of his people. So all these senses involved there at that very first Christmas. And that, of course, is why today, as we sense Christmas, we want to remember that first Christmas and all the senses that were involved there. But first, before we conclude, let's sing about some other people whose sight was used to draw them to the Lord Jesus, the wise men or the magi, as with gladness, men of old did the guiding star behold. Let's stand and sing. Okay, so the shepherds out in the fields, they're just ordinary guys, ordinary people, doing an ordinary job. Presumably they had ordinary families back home. And so really they're quite like you and me, not very different from us. And yet their senses were filled with those extraordinary one-off events. The sights of the angels, the bright shining glory of God, Mary, Joseph, and of course the baby Jesus. The sound of the angels and the baby Jesus. Yes, he cried. The carol's wrong. Little Lord Jesus, no crying he made. No. Jesus cried when he was hungry. He was like us. The smell of the stable. Perhaps a dirty cloth nappy. The touch of a handshake of congratulations with Joseph. Perhaps, as we say, even a cuddle with the baby. And all of these sensory experiences were focused on that baby, born to a virgin, wrapped in cloths, laid in hay. And it was the birth of the baby that changed the shepherds' ordinary lives into extraordinary lives. They started life just in the fields, looking after the sheep, earning enough money to pay for the shopping and the kids' clothes, keep shoes on their feet. And then afterwards, they went away praising and glorifying God for all that they had seen and heard. Their eyes had been lifted from their ordinary lives to the extraordinary Jesus, Saviour of the world, Messiah, Lord and King of his kingdom. And so today, as our senses are filled with all the sights, sounds, smells, taste and touch of Christmas, remember that first Christmas. Remember why we celebrate today. We do all of this because of Jesus. All of the non-Christian, if you like, celebrations out there, all the shopping, all the lights, all the TV programs that are repeated endlessly, it's all done because Jesus was born. They may not acknowledge him. They may not know him. But that's why they do it. Let's make sure that we are not tempted to become like that, that we focus so much on the events of today and that we forget the reason for Christmas. So I invite you now, perhaps for the very first time for some of you, to lift your eyes and see Jesus, to glorify him, to praise him, to thank him for who he is and what he came to do for us. As Psalm 34 said, the words we began with, to taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good for you. He's good for you this Christmas. He's good for you throughout the year. So let's turn to him now and talk to him. Let's praise him. Let's glorify him. Let's thank him in our hearts for coming into this earth. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so very much from the depths of our being that you left the glory of heaven and came into this world, that you were born just like us, that you grew like we grow. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that Jesus shows us what you are like. He shows us your tenderness and your love and your compassion. In the angels, you show us your glory. And our Father, as your Son Jesus grew like us and lived in so many ways like us, yet he was so unlike us. We thank you and praise you that he was perfect without any wrongdoing. And we praise you, Father, that he died for us and rose again that we might know him today. So, Father, help us to celebrate and praise you for sending the Lord Jesus to be our King, to be our Saviour, so that we might know you and have peace now and forevermore. Amen.